Have you ever wondered what's actually hiding in your shared drives? Trailblazer Insight scans your files locally for PII, HIPAA, PCI, and other compliance risks. No cloud, no IT ticket, just answers. Search Trailblazer Insight in the Microsoft Store.
Today, we welcome Donna Vitale to talk about the role of change management in the information governance arena. Hello, thank you for joining us. This is What Counts, a podcast created by Trailblazer Consulting. Here we highlight proven solutions developed through our experience working with companies across various industries, and we talk about how you can apply these solutions to your company. We share our experience solving information management challenges like creating and implementing a records retention schedule, creating an asset data hierarchy, or helping with email management. This is Lee. And in this episode, Maura and I invite a good friend and peer in the consulting industry, Donna Vitale, to join us to talk about change management. Donna's experience spans information governance, corporate ethics, compliance, and training. She has led numerous change management initiatives for large companies and currently runs her own woman-owned ethics and compliance consulting company called Three Great Questions. Donna, thank you for coming today. I appreciate your giving us your time to help us out in a few episodes on the subject of change management. Today, I think we should start by scoping out what change management is and maybe what it isn't, compared to some of the other buzzwords that are out there like digital transformation, organizational development, process improvement, or even management of change. Let's jump in.
Thanks, Lee. That was a great introduction. I appreciate it. And I'm appreciating being here with you guys today. I do think it's a great idea to start with what change management is and what it's not. I think of change management as guiding people through a landscape, creating a map that will guide you through. And in order to do that, you actually have to understand where you're going and you have to have a general understanding of the lay of the land. And so then you're putting together a process for how to get from where you are to the end, and you're giving everybody everything they need in between to actually get there. In some of these other initiatives that you talked about, there's not a clear understanding of what the end is. There is a lot of interconnection between different processes, groups, maybe even your industry. And so it's not just guiding people, it's actually exploring the land together and figuring out how to get there. So change management can help as you flesh out that map. So change management actually helps you get to the end point, regardless of what your transformation activity is or what your change in the organization is. But you can't lean on it for everything. So an example of that would be if you have found that you need to upskill your staff, you are changing your systems, and you need a whole lot more from people than what they're giving right now. You can provide them with a lot of information through change management, and you can provide them with a lot of resources, but you're still going to need a transformation component that includes things like talent acquisition changes. It includes things like comp and benefits changes, performance management. Change management can't do it all for you, but it can help you with just about anything you're doing along the way.
Thanks, Donna. Hi, this is Maura, and I'm happy to join this conversation today. That was interesting. I think that's a really good point about what you said, that in order to do good change management, you need to know what the end is. But change management isn't an end in itself. And I think that's critical because it's kind of analogous to we don't do records management for records' sake. Like nobody's in business just to make records outside the music industry. But if you're just running an ordinary business, you're not there just to make documentation, just to make sure you get your data right. That's not your goal. Your goal is to put a new product out in the world, to provide a service to people. And the records management underscores that so that you have the data that you need to do it. I think change management is very similar because you're trying to make a change, like you said, upskill your workforce. Maybe you're trying to introduce a new business line. And the change management is one of the toolboxes that you bring to make that end game, that ultimate change, more successful.
Yes, I agree. And that's exactly, that's the perfect analogy. It is part of your tool set. It's not a be all end all. So I will say though, I feel like the skills and the activities that you take along with you in the change management environment initiatives, those are leverageable in so many different ways. So it's a great skill to develop and a great capability as an organization to have in your back pocket.
So should we dive into that? Should we dive into the skills?
Or I think those are important.
Well, before we do that though, I just want to know, I think actually we should step back a minute because Lee, you started by saying what isn't change management? And you brought up a couple of things that people might confuse the terms. I think let's talk about what management of change is, because that's very specific. Then organizational development or organizational change, maybe that's more amorphous. And then digital transformation.
I have definitions, and they are management of change is more of the controls for safety, health, and environmental when it comes to facility operations or personnel. Organizational development is the study of implementing practices, systems, and techniques that affect organizational change. And digital transformation. This is the process of using digital technologies to create new or modifying existing business processes, the goal of modifying the organization's performance and/or culture.
Digital transformation is more about how you bring your entire organization together using that new technology and how you apply that new technology to your business problems in new ways. And so it really involves a change in culture, and it involves a change in, you know, really embracing different kinds of work models and different kind of work habits. And that's so much more than just the technology. So, you know, as an example, if you're implementing a new process that's just an expense process, it's new, people are going to do something different. They're still going to use their same computer, but the back end is different. You know, you can, and you know exactly what that process is, it's been defined. You can manage that through change management and education very easily. But if what you're saying is, everybody used to work in an office together, and so we could talk to each other in the hallway, and it was really easy. And everybody used, you know, some people used a Windows laptop, and some people used Mac, but it didn't matter because we all worked together. But now we're going to all be remote, and we're going to all have to put our stuff up in the cloud in a new way. And you know, these business processes that worked when people were right down the hall from each other, those don't work anymore. That's a much bigger kind of transformation. And digital transformation, you know, really requires people coming together and redefining how they work together and redefining how they're going to use the new technologies that they have, what's acceptable, what's efficient, what makes sense. And then once you actually have done all of that, or along the way, as you're doing that, you could, you know, use change management in some way. But change management isn't enough to get you there. There's really a lot more to digital transformation.
That makes sense. The two examples that you gave in the digital transformation arena, well, one was digital transformation, the other one was more of, yes, digital transformation, but in the back end, you would use change management to help get the organization ready in each one of those situations. So digital transformation is not change management itself.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think that's a perfect timely example, the digital transformation on internal process with the remote, or now we're moving maybe to hybrid work environments. And I have been thinking for a while about the impact on innovation because of that. And I don't know of a lot of companies actually that are looking at a digital transformation effort specific to making that hybrid environment work better. And we know 2 years ago when we went remote, nobody had that in mind. It was desperation that drove us to the remote environment. So I think that's really interesting. Change management is a small piece of getting people ready to work in there, But the digital transformation effort is really a strategic effort in that case. What I've mostly seen in the digital transformation space is outward facing, customer facing, how you're bringing your product or service to market and engaging with your customers. I don't know of a lot of companies that are turning it internally, although we are working with one a little bit, like they're taking a step in that direction. But I don't know if they really realize that's what they're doing, honestly, based on the conversations we've been having. Have you seen any, Donna, any customers, any clients that are really looking internally in that digital transformation mode, applying change management skills to it, but really just from that starting point?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think I've worked with organizations like that, but I don't know of any that are in the midst of it right now. Although I know that there are a lot of companies doing it.
I mean, there are a lot of companies who are welcoming a fully remote or hybrid environment, but I wonder if they're backing it up with that digital transformation. I think that would be an interesting question for us to try and go find out some answers. Because I've been thinking specifically, the one that struck me recently is Airbnb, you know, announced that they will be fully remote forever. And to me, that feels like Airbnb was a huge disruptor, hugely innovative in the world of, you know, travel and tourism. And now if you go fully remote and you lose that interaction, that hallway interaction, that serendipitous or organic creativity, are they just in a run mode? And are they going to, and how soon will they be left behind is honestly what I've been thinking. And so I don't know. It's an interesting question that I didn't expect to come out of our change management discussion.
Yeah, it does seem like it's one worth exploring.
So I know I said before that I thought we were ready to dive into the change management tools, the toolbox, and dive into the pieces of it like communications and training and other things. But actually, I think we have run out of time for this episode of What Counts. It goes by really fast, Donna. So thank you so much for joining us. And Lee, do you want to wrap it up for us here?
Yeah, that went by really quick. If you have any questions, please send us an email at info@trailblazer.us.com or look us up on the web at www.trailblazer.us.com. Thank you for listening, and please tune in to our next episode. Also, if you like this episode, please share it with the people in your social media network. That way, will help us get the podcast out to a wider audience and allow us to help more people. As always, we appreciate you, the listeners. A special thanks goes out to Jason Blake, who created our intro music.
And to Donna.
And of course, Donna.
Thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun.